It seems I owe you a big apology, Dan.
Nah, it's okay. It's not like you're the first girl to try to slaughter me painfully.
I feel rather dumb, though. I mean, I tried to kill you based on an ambiguous prediction from the Oracle.
It can happen to anyone, really, with what they say. It's like they intentionally make their fortunes vague.
How can you just forgive me like that? I tried to kill you. Aren't you just a little angry?
Really? It's okay. Everything turned out fine. So why should I hold a grudge?
That's just so amazing. I have never met anyone besides Merlitz who is so forgiving and understanding. I... Destania must be so proud to have such a wonderful and kind incubus like you for a son.
Wait. Stop there for a sec.
Something wrong, Brethren?
Don't call me that. I'm not an incubus.
Don't be silly. Of course you are.
No, I'm not. I might be Destania's son, but I am not an incubus. The only thing I ever inherited from my mom was her wings. And that doesn't make me a...
Your first second wings came in. How exciting. And here's me without a camera to take a picture of this moment.
I got one.
What the heck did you do to me?
Nothing. All our kind get our second wings when we reach adulthood.
God, no!
Yes. When you reach adulthood, it fully kicks in. It's not like we are born with all the powers.
That's nice, but how do I reverse it? I don't want to be an incubus!
What? This is the greatest honor ever! You should be proud! Nothing is greater than entering the dreams of your prey and tearing them apart while they sleep. Not that I would ever do that to you, dear. I'm talking about before.
Maybe so. But I've got this urge to sleep with a bat regardless.
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry, Dan. I should have sat down and warned you about this sooner.
What? You knew?
Sort of. Mom told me a little bit about it before she left. She said you would start showing a couple of signs that your incubus side would be kicking in, and I did notice. I was just worried you were going to panic. Of course, I guess you finding out this way is much worse.
Wait, signs? What signs?
Oh, let's see. How about the fact you've lived 3 years on nothing but ale?
You mean it's not full of vitamins and nutrients?
So, Lexi, shouldn't you be a succubus then?
Huh? Oh, Destania isn't my biological mom. My mom died about 2 years before Dad got married to Destania.
I'm sorry.
Nah, don't be. I was too young to remember, which is why I consider Destania my mom since she raised me. It's not like it makes Dan any less my brother, and not like anyone cares about details like that. You're upset.
Why, of course not. I just love the idea that I'm now destined to being a part of the demon race.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Alexei, I was an adventurer, and I've seen the types that make up the demon race. Heck, I stopped a good deal of their plans myself. I don't want to be associated with a group that uses and hurts others for their benefit.
I think you are overreacting a bit.
There are freaking wings coming out of my head! I get every right to overreact! Why am I the only one who seems to realize how bad this really is? How am I supposed to be calm when everything I am is when I'm not?
Aww, Dan, cheer up. I'm sure things will turn out okay. After all, you now have hundreds of years to come to terms with the change. Alexi, was Dan aware that succubi and incubi live for a couple thousand years?